say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like I'm Umrah, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On God, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw, but I still feel possessed as a gun charge. To come as correct as a porn star, and a fresh pair of steps in my best foreign car. So, I represent the first, now let me end my verse right where the horns are, like,
I gotta testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky, you gon' touch the sky, baby girl, testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Sky high, I'm sky high.
welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage Season 2, Mondays, 11 a.m. You know what time it is already. It is a brisk, like, 18 degrees outside, so we're trying to survive out here. Zane, how you doing?
Just hoping for, praying for a day off tomorrow. Kind of on cruise control for this last week of school here before we get to break, so... Weather's not supposed to be pretty for the rest of the week, but...
Yeah, we... Reminiscent of, like, middle and high school, we checked snowdaycalculator.com.
The most reliable
the authoritative voice on snow days.
Scientist approved.
I think it... What did it spit out at us? Like, 65% or something?
70%. Yeah,
hey, I'll take those odds, honestly. Yeah.
We'll see. In my experience, Snow Day Calculator is usually at 99% or 0%, so I don't know.
And anything else in between is just a complete guess.
Oh, like, yeah, you're rolling the dice. But snow's not, that's really, it's not really supposed to start till like 8 or 9 in the morning, I think, so Tony Monica might play us. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, maybe we'll knock on his door today and do a little begging. But yeah, I mean... This will be our last show before we're off for a week for spring break.
That's true, yeah. Unless we want to come back during break and do the show.
I want to stay as far away from school as possible during my break. Yeah. But yeah, you heard we started off the show with one of our favorites, friend of the program, Sufjan Stevens, with his song "The Man of Metropolis Steals Our Heart" off of his one of his best albums, Illinois. After that was the artist Beirut with their song "Perth." So two good ones to start you out today. And yeah, we're going to get back to the music and we will check in with you in a couple of minutes.
I'm gonna punch you in your glasses. I'll wear myself a t-shirt that says can change my life. Kill all my evil thoughts the way I self-aggrandize. Little things we leave behind only add up to the deeds that we project in our minds. Well, I've grown tired of the way that I treat all those that I love. I wanna curl up and die. 'Cause when I'm old and lose my mind, I'll appreciate the things that are just passing me by. I'll miss my home, waking up at 4 years old. I guess it shows. Mother's love is all I know. Sometimes I cry in bed at night, wonder if grandma will be alright. If all has slipped from sight, can I still hold you tight? Change my life, kill all my evil thoughts the way I self-aggrandize. The little things we leave behind only add up to the deeds that we project in our minds.
Holding on the line. on the street for your man. You're trying not to look so young and miserable. You gotta get your kicks while you can. And in the Latin Quarter, sitting on your own, what a lovely day to be lonely. You're holding on the light, holding on the light, holding on the light. You're holding on the light, holding on the light, holding on the
back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage. We are your hosts, DJ J. Alfred and DJ Crunchberry. You just heard Modest Mouths with Tiny Cries Made of Ashes.
Cities.
Tiny, I'm reading from distance. The 100 Acre Woods with All I Love, and then Broken Bells with Holding On for Life.
Yeah, and excuse us for a little rough around the edges. We were just talking about there's a new Spotify layout, and we play our songs off Spotify, and it's like just a horrible, like, everything about it I don't like, and so it doesn't tell you how much time is left on the song, so we're kind of eyeballing like roughly how much time we have left, and yeah, it's just it's a little bit messy up here,
so who knows what's in store.
Yeah, we don't, I don't know, like I couldn't tell you. But anyways, yeah, it's freezing cold outside, we're staying warm, truly some March Madness. And actually, the are you making a March Madness bracket?
I should be.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't know anything about college ball, but like I kind of want to. I don't know.
It's always pretty fun. We could get like a pool going.
Yeah.
I think that'd be worth it.
Make some money. That'd be nice.
Rise and grind.
Yeah. It's time to get this cash. Ash Wednesday, more like Cash Wednesday. That joke would have been really funny 2 weeks ago when it was actually Ash Wednesday.
But we never stopped hustling. So.
So a little relevant to this next song, I guess it would have made more sense to talk about this afterwards, but I kind of just want to get your genuine reaction on the Fleet Foxes tour dates announcement. I wish you could have all seen Zane's face right there. That was a face of devastation.
So... I forget, it's some days in July.
Yeah, June, July.
Where there's, yeah. I think it's July 27th, Portland, Maine concert. July 28th, Newport, Rhode Island, yeah. Newport Folk Festival. And so nowhere, as I'm sure most of you know, geographically speaking, Massachusetts is in between Maine.
It is, in fact, in between those two
and
states.
And Rhode Island. But in terms of... there is no day in between the 27th and the 28th on which there could be a concert that us Massachusetts residents could attend with convenience. Because we're not, like, let's be realistic. No one's going to the Newport Folk Festival just to see Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, right, yeah.
but, so...
But why would an artist want to play in Boston anyways? Like, you know, like, what's the point of playing in Boston, Massachusetts, you
know? Well, I mean... If you're touring in the summer, it's understandable because like a lot of your audience in a city like Boston is going to be the college crowd.
Yeah, that's true.
But like I don't know. But it's also a long tour, and like, why wouldn't you just come back in like September? So, like, just Fleet Foxes could probably sell out the House of Blues after like a 6-year hiatus.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. Dude, I mean, like, their like tour announcement alone on Facebook got like 50,000 likes or something like that. I was like, I don't know. They could sell at the House of Blues, without a doubt. I'm confident in that. But yeah, so anyways, that nice segue into the next song, which we got here, which is 3rd of May / Odaigahara, and this is the edit version, but this is like the single that came off of their new album, which is called Crack Up?
I don't think so. It's called...
I forget what the new album's called. Yeah, wow.
Something strange.
Yeah. Anyways.
hopefully you don't like it too much if you live in Massachusetts.
Yeah. We hope you don't like this next song, actually. All right. Enjoy, folks.
From the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Bigger, Battellini, Mini, Mario, Mo, and Flower, you're the chosen one.
Tangible daydreaming while watching the TV, intricate combos by myself to fall asleep. But alas, none of them come true. No car accidents, plane crashing, no 6 o'clock news. Just me and my too far away TV.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Bob, can you hear me?
Sorry, but it looks like we lost reception.
Oh, tragedy's got my heart beating.
Take ever-growing search for love, transcend all my clothes and become bare. 'Cause I'm not sure of anything in this world, except I'm always wearing black and sleeping in. How could you compose yourself each day knowing all I know? I'd cross my heart and hope to die.
And we are back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, Season 2 on 91.5 WMFO. You just heard Sorority Noise with their song Nolsey. Before that was Modern Baseball with their song Charlie Black. Before that was Alt-J with Left Hand Free. And then, of course, before that was the Fleet Foxes song 3rd of May, Odaigahara, that we mentioned earlier. If anybody's listening and knows me and Zane, we've been having an argument of whether I resemble more a Labrador or a Golden Retriever. Or just not a dog at all.
We have a friend who has always described Owen as a Labrador, a yellow lab specifically. Just because he's got, you know, like the signature big goofy like smile.
Right.
And like the shaggy hair, which I think more is the characteristic of a Golden Retriever, but.
I don't know. I think it's a weird way to describe me, but I kind of like it.
I'm like. It doesn't jump out to me the way it does to her for some reason, but if you were to be compared to a dog,
yeah,
what kind of dog would I be? I'm just curious.
You kind of remind me of the dog that you have, whatever your
breed. Linus?
Yeah, you remind me of Linus.
You're saying I look like a fat Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Yes.
Thanks.
Anytime you send me a picture, like a Snapchat of your dog, I'm like, is that the dog or is that Zane? I can't tell.
I appreciate that.
Also, make sure to grab your... WMFO brochures. We just came out with a bunch of them, and they have like the schedule on them and stuff. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
They did not include our show subtitle.
I can't even remember what our subtitle is.
It's up there on the top right of the
six mind-blowing facts about condiments. Right, okay.
So they decided to omit that from the schedule because of our...
I can't imagine.
In our 1 hour clock.
I can't imagine why. We've also said approximately zero mind-blowing facts about condiments so far on air.
Yeah, but we only have to say six over the course of the whole show.
True, we have a lot more time left. Anyways, buckle in, folks. We're about to hit you with a 12-minute long song, but it really moves by quickly. It's a really awesome song.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy, folks.
Last night I drove to Harper's Ferry and I thought about you. There were signs on the road said we'll need stop signs. The speed limit kept decreasing by 10 as we entered a town about halfway there. It was almost raining at the train station. We put our hoods on our heads at the train station. We threw rocks into the river. The river underneath the train tracks. And when the train came it was so big and powerful. When it came into the little station I wanted to put my arms around it. But the conductor looked at me funny. So we had to say goodbye and leave. The Monopoly board still in the backseat. Took that 9-mile turn to get out of town. Ran into the increasing speed limits again. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Where can I go? Where can I go? Where can I go? Where can I go?
Said, do you have something against dogs? groceries get eaten, get more groceries get eaten, get more groceries get eaten.
Fish. my hands on myself.
Just about wrapping up here on Entry Level Hipster Garbage in Studio A. You're still listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to some music with us.
Yeah. See you in 2 weeks, I guess.
2 weeks, yeah.
Text us your opinions on man buns, too. We want to know.
Yeah. Owen's hair is finally long enough that he's wearing a man bun, and we're curious on how the public is going to receive this. So.
Yeah. What are the people listening to right now, Zane?
This is The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die with their song You Can't Live There Forever. And this is going to take us out, so have a good break.
Yeah, see you guys later.